我们今天安息生日下午的聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是通达人。
And this afternoon's Sabbath topic, we shall discuss the prudent.
在圣经箴言里面呢，有关处事的道理非常丰富。
In the book of Proverbs, teaches us many things about dealing with this world.
那里面也谈到有关通达人有很多的好处。
And it also tells us the virtues of being a prudent.
我们前两次有谈到有关心中有智慧的人称为通达人。
The last two times mentioned that a person who has wisdom is prudent.
那这种智慧是从神那边来的。
And this wisdom comes from God.
神借着圣灵，借着他的话。
It is through the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God.
使我们这些敬畏神的人能够有属神的智慧。
It is through the words of God and through the Holy Spirit that we gain spiritual wisdom.
渐渐让我们成为一个明理又通达的人。
With this wisdom, we can become a prudent.
那通达人呢？他能够明白自己的道路。
A prudent man knows where his ways are.
人生正确的方向。
He knows where is his right direction.
他能够了解并且呢付出行动。
He understands and he can take his actions.
那么箴言里面呢，继续谈到这个有关通达人的表现。
In Proverbs, it continues to tell us what are the ways of a prudent.
我们请看箴言十二章。
That's under Proverbs chapter 12.
十六节。
Chapter 12, verse 16.
箴言十二章十六节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 16.
以往人的恼怒，历俗显露。通达人能忍住长修。这里提到有两种人呐。
Here gives us two kinds of men.
一种就是愚笨的人。
One is a fool.
这种人受到欺负、吃亏的时候。
When a fool is at a disadvantage.
他马上就发怒。
He will immediately become angry.
他没有办法再忍下去。
He can no longer bear it.
但是呢，还有一种人叫通达人。
There is another group known as the prudent man.
他能够忍住长修啊。
They're able to ignore an insult.
虽然吃亏，虽然受人侮辱。
Even though they knew that they are at a disadvantage.
他不会马上就生气。
He or they would not get angry easily.
他也不会因为做些不平的事情发生。不公平的事情发生在他的眼前。
When a prudent man sees an injustice before him,
而发出怨言。
He will not complain.
他也不会因为呢有他自己的过错。
And even though he was at fault,
就推诿给别人。
He will not put the blame on others.
所以圣经呢把这种人称为是通达人。
And that is why the Bible calls this kind of man a prudent man.
因为他心中有神的智慧是轰轰呼在他的内心的。
Because this kind of man has wisdom of God in him.
所以这种通达人呢，比较不会吃亏啊。
And therefore, the prudent man is seldom finds himself at a disadvantage.
虽然呢，眼前吃亏受人欺负。
Even though they may be taken advantage or being bullied.
但是他会一直的忍耐下去。
Yet he will endure it all.
他也不能够一时的被人欺负就在那边发怒。
And he will not be angry because he was bullied.
他能够很沉着的忍下去的。
He will be able to bear it in silence.
那这种人呢，因为他明白神的道理。
Because this prudent man understands the way of God.
尤其更了解基督在世的时候所表现的。
And especially they can understand the ways of Christ.
基督耶稣为了要拯救世人
Jesus Christ came to give salvation.
他忍受了当时犹太人的欺负
He endured the mockery of the Jews.
一直到他被钉在十字架上
He endured all right to the moment when he was crucified.
十字架下的人就一直的咒骂他
And the people standing below the cross were mocking Jesus.
他没有忍不住就从十字架上跳下来。
We did not see Jesus climbing down from the cross because he could no longer bear those insults.
他一直的忍住十字架下的人对他的讽刺的话。
He was able to ignore or bear the insults.
才能够完成这么艰 难的这种救恩啊。
Because of that, he was able to complete the salvation plan of God.
是我们今天呢，啊，承受救恩的人更能呢感动他所付出的。
And today, we who have received the salvation, we should be able to appreciate what Lord Jesus had sacrificed.
使徒保罗曾经谈到为基督的缘故啊。
Apostle Paul once mentioned about doing things for Christ.
他遭受到啊人的侮辱。
Paul was being insulted.
他就以这些呢为喜乐。
He see these as his joys.
因为呢，他心中充满了神的智慧。
Because in Paul, he felt that he was filled with the wisdom of Christ.
因此呢，他也称为是一个通达的人呐。
Hence, we can call him a prudent man.
虽然有一些事情阻得他去伸冤呐。
Even though there are many things that Paul could have asked for a retrial.
但是他为了基督的缘故呢，他不去伸冤。
But for the sake of Christ, he did not do that.
因为他晓得这些事情有一天呢，神啊。会为他主持公义啊！
Because he felt that one day God would give him justice.
所以基督徒在这个世界上，
as Christians living in this world,
有时候呢，好像会出来眼前亏啊。
Sometimes we feel that we're being taken advantage of.
实际上看远一点呢，是蒙福的开始啊。
But if you look one step further, you will see that this is the beginning of a blessing.
这就是通达人呢，他能够呢啊忍辱长修啊。
And that is how a prudent man can ignore an insult.
有的人不能够这样。
Some people may not be able to.
像这一节圣经的上半段提到啊，愚昧的人呐、啊。
The first part of this verse tells us a fool.
他的怒气马上就显露出来。
The vexation of a fool is known at once.
人一旦呢啊发怒呢，就很容易做出啊不理智的事情。
When a person gets angry, he's most likely very irrational.
有的人会摔坏了自己。的东西啊、
Some people may start throwing things.
平时非常爱惜这件东西，但是一发脾气呢，就把它摔坏。
Usually when a person is angry, he may likely destroy some of the things that he loved.
已经出亏了，再加上啊，做些损失啊。
He has already been taken advantage of. Now he had another loss.
所以愚昧的人呢，往往就这样啊，出亏再出亏。
And that's why a fool is normally taken advantage of several times.
但是呢，通达人就不一样的。
But The prudent man is different.
他能够呢啊控制他的心呐、啊。
He's able to control his temper.
所以同样在箴言里面提到，不能够来控制自己心的人呐、啊。
And in same in Proverbs, it says if a person cannot control himself,
好像这个墙岩倒塌一样。
He's likened to a wall being crumbled.
请看箴言二十五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 25.
二十八节。
25 verse 28.
箴言二十五章二十八节。
Proverbs chapter 25 verse 28.
人不祝福自己的心，好像毁坏的诚意，没有强言。一个人呢，啊，在发怒的时候
，When a person is angry，
没有办法控制自己的心呐、啊。
He cannot control himself.
这里记载说，好像啊，这个诚意毁坏。
It says here is like a city broken into.
住在城内的人就没有保障。
For those living inside a city, they have no longer a protection.
仇敌随时都可以攻进来。
Their enemies can attack them at any time.
又好像没有墙眼。
It's like a city left without walls.
有墙眼呢，能够保护你。
Walls can may act as protection.
那没有墙眼呢，就很危险。
Without this wall, the city is easily been taken.
基督徒经常有神的使者成为我们的墙眼。
As Christians, we have angels as our walls.
神的全能往往要成为我们很坚固的城墙一样。
And the power of God is like a city to us.
你如果是一个通达人，蒙神同在。
If you are a prudent man, God is with you.
成为一个通达的人，能够忍住长修啊。
If you are a prudent man, you can ignore all insults.
那我就非常的。啊、安稳
Then you feel that you are safe and secure.
能够在基督里面呢，分享到属灵的平安呐、啊。
And you shall receive spiritual peace in Christ.
人一旦发怒呢，有时候会有残忍的行为表现出来。
When a person loses his temper, he can usually show his ugly side.
所以怒气本身就一种残忍的。
Therefore, being angry is an ugly side.
我们请看二十七章的第四节。
Let's read. Chapter 27, verse 4.
箴言二十七章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 4.
愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜，唯有嫉妒，谁能抵得住呢？这里提到愤怒就是残忍啊。
Here it says wrath is cruel.
所以一个愚笨的人呢，往往会这样的。
Therefore, this is how a fool would act if he is angry.
本身并不是一个很残忍的人。
A fool may not be himself may not be cruel.
但是呢，在怒气爆发的时候呢，就表现出非常的残忍。
But when he is in his wrath, he will show his cruel side.
所以一个人啊，在一怒之下就杀主人。
That is why a person can not only commit murder when he is angry.
在一怒之下呢，就毁坏有很多的价值的东西。
Or when you are angry, you normally destroy things of value.
也有人夫妻一吵架，啊，这个男主人呢，啊，就把整个房子烧掉。
As there have also been cases where when a couple quarrel, the man would burn the whole house down.
因为在发泄他的怒气啊，就非常的残忍。
Because as he is letting his temper go.He shows his cruelty.
为什么基督徒会比较温柔呢？
Why are Christians warm?
就是因为经常有神的真理在我们的内心得到造就。
Christians are warm and gentle because the words of God is in us, edifying us.
因为有圣灵的果子呢，让我们显出这样的温柔。
At the same time, we have the fruits of the Holy Spirit in us, showing its gentleness.
所以箴言里面所提到的这些通达人呢，就是这样的人。
And therefore, this is how a prudent man should act.
他不会随便生气啊。
A prudent man will not get angry easily.
也不会随便怨天尤人。
He will not complain and grumble against God.
虽然有软弱有过失呢，也不会呢啊随便就推诿给别人。
Even though he is weak or he is at fault, he will not put the blame on others.
因为他知道这样不能够成就神的义啊。
Because he knew that he would not be able to claim righteous if that is
the case. 不能够得到神的祝福啊。
That he will not receive the blessing of God.
请看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章，请看二十节。
James chapter 1, let's turn to verse 20.
雅各书第一章二十节。
James chapter 1, verse 20.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。人的怒气呢，不能够得到神的喜悦。
The anger of man does not please God.
因为呢，他会破坏神的义。
Because the anger of man usually wreck the righteousness of God.
人人都喜欢在神的面前成为义人。
Everyone would like to claim righteous before God.
人人都喜欢自己成为有义的人。
We all want to be known as a righteous man.
受人尊重。
We all like to be respected.
蒙神看得起。
And we want God to look heavily on us.
那么通达人呢，就是这样的人。
And this is how a prudent man should be.
因为他心中有属神的智慧。
Because he has the wisdom of God in him.
神的话造就越丰富的人。
A person who has been edified by the words of God.
那么越通达。
The more edified he is, the more prudent he becomes.
无论人与人之间，他很明理。
That he would be very reasonable.
那么人与神之间呢，他能够明白神的旨意啊。
And he would also understand the will of God.
在圣经里面记载这种通达人啊不少。
In the Bible, there are many characters who are prudent.
像以色列第二代的国王大卫啊。
The second king in the nation of Israel, David.
当他当王期间呢，有一段因为。他不孝的儿子亚沙龙要追杀他。
During his reign, one of his sons wanted to kill him.
当他落在这种灾难的时候
，While he was suffering in this affliction,
有一个老百姓啊，就起来咒骂他。
There was one of his subjects rise up, came to him and rebuked him.
这个老百姓叫做素美啊。
And this his subject is named Shimei.
是第一代国王扫罗的家族的人。
And he belongs to the family of the first king Saul.
他认为大卫做王就是因为呢，啊，这个扫罗王呢被他陷害。
Shimei felt that David was able to become king because he had put Saul to death.
其实呢，这是很大的冤枉。
In fact, this is a great injustice to David.
但是呢，素梅呢，啊，就认为是这样。
Yet she may think otherwise.
当示梅在咒骂大卫的时候
When Shimei was cursing David,
大卫有一个部下叫亚比塞啊。
David has one of his men with him named Abisha.
他忍不住了。
He could no longer contain himself.
他说王啊让我一刀把这个人毙死啊。
He said to David that king, let me put this man to death.
但是大卫怎么告诉他呢
What did David say to him?
是让我们意想不到的话。
David said something surprising.
因为大卫是通达人啊。
Because David is a prudent man.
我们请看撒母耳记下16:10。
That's in the 2 Samuel chapter 16.
撒母耳记下16:10。
2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 10.
旧约圣经399页，16:10。王说：“洗鲁雅的儿子，我与你们有何干涉呢？”他咒骂是因耶和华吩咐他说：“你要咒骂大卫。”如此，谁敢说你为什么这样行呢？当这位老百姓示梅在咒骂大卫的时候
，When Shimei came to curse David，
又拿石头砍大卫
，He took some stones and threw at him。
在大卫王的周围，文武百官很多啊。
There were mighty men all around David。
尤其这些勇士都在他的左右保护他。
And there were mighty men on both his left and right hand side.
那看到这种情形，怎么能够容许示梅来侮辱大卫呢
？When these men saw what had went on, they felt that Shimei should not be cursing David.
洗鲁雅的儿子亚比塞啊，就忍不住了。
Zeruah's son Abisha could no longer contain himself.
但是大卫告诉他。
Yet David said to him,
这是神吩咐他来咒骂我的。
That God has sent him to curse me.
这话一出口呢，这些部下都不敢动手啊。
When David said these words, none of his men would move.
大卫是王。
David was a king.
但是在他之上还有耶和华真神啊。
Yet on top of him there is still God.
既然王说示梅的行为是神所吩咐的。
If the king says that what Shimei had done was done according to what God had said.
那么就没有人敢啊来对付这个示梅。
Then no one would dare to say otherwise.
但后来示梅也感觉到自己不应该这样。
But later on, we see that Shimei felt that he shouldn't curse David.
蒙大卫王的原谅以后呢，他非常惭愧，很受感动。
Even though David had forgiven him, Shimei was ashamed of himself.
大卫就是一个通达的人。
So here we see that David is a prudent man.
因为有神的真理啊，在他的心中啊。
Because we have seen that in David, in his heart, there is the words of God.
所以在诗篇里面呢，大卫做了很多的诗啊。
And we see that in the book of Psalms, there are many psalms made by David.
他知道他的一切都在神的安排之下。
When we read his psalms, we understand that David knows that he is under the control of God.
他曾经说：“我所遭遇的，就是出于神啊。”
David said that whatever happened to me comes from God.
请看诗篇39:9。
Let's read Psalms 39 verse 9.
诗篇39:9。
Psalms 39 verse 9.
因为我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语呀。大卫在这边作书说啊。
Here is the psalm of David, and it said.
他所遭遇的事情有神的安排。
That it is God who has done things to him.
这种信心呢，是不容易的。
We've seen that David has a very strong faith.
但是有这种信心的人呢，就能够得到神的恩典。
Yet it's usually people with faith who receive blessings of God.
所以大卫心中充满了神的智慧。
Hence we see that David is full of God's wisdom.
是一个通达的人呐。
He is a prudent man.
所以在箴言里面呢，谈到这种通达人有很多美好的表现。
And in the book of Proverbs tells us that a prudent man has many virtues.
值得我们去追求的。
And these are some things that we should be pursuing.
如果我们整个教会的弟兄姐妹都是通达人。
If all brothers and sisters in this church are prudent.
那么这个气氛呢非常好，真的是神的家。
Then we'll find that this atmosphere is harmonious and we will truly be like a family.
所以我们在神的 家中教会会觉得很温暖啊。
And as we are living in this house of God, we feel warmth in it.
就是因为人人做通达人啊。
And if we do feel that, it's because everyone is prudent.
啊，就是因为人人呢有神的真理来得到造就。
And everyone is prudent because everyone has the words of God in him.
再加上圣灵的带领充满他的心啊。
And everyone is being guided by the Holy Spirit.
啊，让我们都能够成为通达的人啊。
And because of that, everyone is prudent.